From the moment he took office in May of last year, Louis DeJoy's decisions as Postmaster General have been marred by controversy. He slashed budgets, cutting overtime for mail carriers, and he was accused of slowing down service as millions of Americans were voting by mail in the 2020 election. Well, now the FBI is investigating allegations of campaign finance violations, specifically political campaign donations made by employees at DeJoy's former company. These donations were part of the subject of a Washington Post investigation back in September. And Amy Gartner, national political reporter for the Washington Post, is one of the reporters who worked on that investigation. And she joins us now. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. You spoke with people who worked at DeJoy's former company, New Breed Logistics, based in North Carolina. What did they tell you?
I and my colleague spoke to five different former employees who said that they were urged by either Louis DeJoy's aides or by DeJoy himself to write checks and attend fundraisers for Republican candidates. And then two employees told us, who had direct knowledge of the company's financial and payroll systems, said that DeJoy would instruct that bonus payments to staffers be boosted to help defray the cost of their contributions, which is illegal.
Explain more on why this is illegal and why the FBI is looking into this.
Sure. It's what's known in campaign finance universe as a straw donor scheme. It's illegal under North Carolina law if it's done on behalf of a state candidate, and it's illegal under federal law if it's done on behalf of a federal candidate. And these donations went to both state candidates and federal candidates. And so basically the way a straw donor works, my colleague Jacob Bogage described it really aptly as sort of like when you ask your older sister to go buy you a six-pack of beer because you're not old enough to do so, and she is. So you're effectively hiding the fact that you're exceeding the campaign contribution limits that are set in law.
Okay, DeJoy was asked about this by Democratic Representative Jim Cooper at the House Oversight Committee hearing back in August. Let's listen.
Did you pay back several of your top executives for contributing to Trump's campaign by bonusing or rewarding them?
That's an outrageous claim, sir, and I resent it.
I'm just asking a question.
The answer is no.
Okay, DeJoy denies doing anything wrong, but after your Washington Post investigation came out, the House Committee on Oversight and Reform began an inquiry into whether DeJoy may have actually lied under oath when he made that denial. How significant is it that the FBI has taken up this investigation?
It's actually not uncommon for the FBI to use media reports on campaign finance alleged wrongdoing to launch criminal investigations. This is a pretty right out of the playbook example, allegedly, of a straw donor scheme. So it's not actually surprising that the Justice Department is looking into it. One thing that I will say about that hearing that you mentioned is that the questioner, Representative Cooper, made a little bit of a unforced error in the way that he asked that question, because he asked Mr. DeJoy specifically if he had encouraged illegal contributions to President Trump. And our investigation focused on contributions prior to 2015. So it's possible that Mr. DeJoy was telling the truth. If
right.
it's true that he encouraged the straw donor scheme in prior elections for different candidates, his outrage is a little bit disingenuous in that clip. But we don't know if he did similar straw donor scheming allegedly for President Trump. We do know that the statute of limitations has expired. It's 5 years on those prior campaigns. So it would stand to reason that the FBI is looking into whether Mr. DeJoy also made similar efforts for Trump. And we also know from research done by the Campaign Legal Center that there are very similar patterns in the case of donations to President Trump. In other words, employees giving the same amounts on the same day, which is similar to the patterns that we discovered for some of those prior candidates. And so it stands to reason that the FBI is looking into that as well, although it's worth noting that a pattern is not evidence of a straw donor scheme. There needs to be more than just a pattern. There needs to be evidence that he asked or encouraged his employees to do it and reimbursed them.
DeJoy has had a very rocky tenure as Postmaster General, as I mentioned. And his position as a major Republican fundraiser has been an issue for many Democrats for a while now. What does this latest investigation mean, really, for the U.S. Postal Service and his position as Postmaster General going forward?
It's an excellent question, and I don't think we fully know the answer yet. Mr. DeJoy serves at the will of the governing board of the Postal Service. The board under President Trump made clear that they supported Mr. DeJoy unequivocally. But now we've got some change in leadership on that governing board, and so it's not clear what will happen. Certainly, a criminal investigation is not helpful to his tenure at the Postal Service. I think we will certainly see more discussion about what the future trajectory of that tenure will be in the coming days.
Amy Gartner is national political reporter for The Washington Post. Amy, thank you so much for your reporting.
My pleasure.